This is Rumble Tradio, Friday morning, and it's more great news for our area today. Skipton named as one of the best places to live in the UK by the Sunday Times. It's going to be out in the paper this weekend. Skipton back on the list after a few years. It was the winner 10 years ago, and Ilkley has been riding high in the charts of great places over the last couple of years. Let's talk to Tim Palmer, who's lead judge for the Best Places Guide. Skipton, then, it was a winner 10 years ago, and it's back on your list. Great news.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Skipton's a fantastic place. There are so many fantastic places in this part of the world that it's always very hard to choose. But I think what makes Skipton stand out at the moment is that it's really good for families. It's got great schools, and it's very active, lots of sports clubs and lots of, you know, healthy activities in the great outdoors. And it also feels properly rural while being still, you know, well enough connected to big cities like Leeds. And the other thing that's great, the people are so friendly, which, you know, let's be honest, is not always the image you get from outside of what Yorkshire's like. So that's really good. And the high street's holding up pretty well as well. Lots of good independent shops. And I like the fact that it's a proper market town where the market is still at the absolute heart of life. And, you know, it probably wouldn't be enough to make it on its own, but anywhere that's got a theatre in a working cattle market has got to have something good about it.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a story about that in a moment. But and the sense of community is really there. And we get involved in lots of the big events and things like the Santa Fun Run, which, you know, 2,000 people dressed as Santa running all around town. Those kind of things make Skipton, don't they? And Sheep Day and all those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. And those are very much the kind of things that we're, you know, that we're looking for with this. Being part of a friendly community and, you know, having neighbours that you get on with and who will look out for you and you can look out for them, that's such a big part of being happy where you live and proud of where you live.
Yeah, and Skipton comes out on these happiness indexes sometimes as well. And I know some of the locals kind of scoff at that, but it's all relative, I suppose. And you go around all these other places. So you're saying that we're a friendly bunch, you know?
Yeah.
I guess some people might think we're actually grumpy within our own communities, but from the outside, we're happy, are we?
Well, yeah, you're happy. And I think one of the things that we're noticing more and more when we do this list is just how much of an effect on happiness and contentment access to amazing countryside has. And you've got the very best, you know, the very best of the Yorkshire Dales, you know, right on the doorstep there.
You mentioned the Yorkshire Mart with the theatre. So nearly 20 years ago now, me and my wife got married there.
Oh, congratulations. Was it market day? Was the cattle market on at the same time?
Unfortunately not. But yeah, no, it was just starting out as a theatre at the time. And yeah, we had that as our wedding venue. So there we go. In terms of Skipton, so it's not the overall winner in Yorkshire and the North East. It's not the overall winner in the country. So what in your mind could it do to get back up there?
I wouldn't say there's any fault of Skipton. I mean, the overall winners tend to have to be something that can be all things to all people. So, you know, if you did happen to get a very fast train connection to between Leeds and Manchester running through Skipton, then, you know, that would definitely help. But there's no shame in not being overall winner. Although, again, the one thing we've noticed this year particularly that really elevates a place is creating a sympathetic and friendly environment for small businesses. Because it does seem that the places that are surviving and thriving at the moment are those with a, you know, a very strong small business ecosystem.
And there are other places on the list in Yorkshire this year, not too far from us. People will know from days out, you know, Saltaire and Leeds and Boston Spa. So it really is an endorsement of this part of the country, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fantastic part of the country. Leeds in particular is interesting. And I don't think everyone gives Leeds the respect it deserves. You know, we have called it this year the true northern powerhouse. And I think it's always been great, but the thing that really tipped it for us was the thing we saw, the statistic that it has the highest average salaries outside London anywhere in the country. So that's even, you know, the big hotspots like Cambridge, Leeds is outperforming them as a place where you can earn a decent living.
And I know you're a big fan of Ilkley, but your residents of Ilkley shouldn't be too disheartened that they're not on the list this year. They might be back one day.
Oh, they will definitely be back one day. I still think Ilkley is my favourite. I don't tell any of the other towns this, but Ilkley is my favourite of the overall winners that we've had. And the only reason we haven't got it in this year is because sometimes you just have to find room for someone somewhere else that's brilliant. And otherwise, you know, have to give Skipton its recognition, its due as well.
And so if you were going to move to Skipton, you know, what would be your favourite thing to do around here?
Well, for me, it would all be about walking in the Dales. Literally, you've got all that fantastic scenery on the doorstep. If you find the right spot, it's not quite as touristed as the Lake District. And it is, you know, it's fantastic countryside, brilliant for walking, amazing fresh air, which you don't get everywhere. And then, you know, when you've had a good day's walk, you can return for a pint in one of the many excellent pubs that the town has.
Absolutely. That sounds like my kind of night out. Thank you, Tim. Good to talk to you. Hopefully talk to you again next year when we've got another local place on the list.
Undoubtedly. I look forward to it too.
Let's get more reaction to this exciting news for Skipton today now, named on the Sunday Times Best Places to Live guide for 2024. I'm with Toby from Skipton Town Council, who looks after all the events, used to be in charge of the market here. And the market, Toby, is one of the things that they've highlighted as a great asset for Skipton. And there's no denying that, really, is there?
No. The market's been around for hundreds of years. It's a vital part of Skipton's infrastructure and it's the heart of the town. The locals use it. People visiting the town, tourists, they use it. We have coach companies who come to visit Skipton solely for just its market. So it is a really great part of Skipton that we do like to shout across all means, really.
And the sense of community in Skipton highlighted by the judges as a thing that makes it a great place to live and work. And that's something the council is keen to kind of make the most of, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Now, I've lived in Skipton all my life. I'm very proud of where I live. And there is such great ties with community all throughout Skipton. The town thrives on helping each other, a lot of local businesses that support each other, and we also host numerous events across the year that are aimed at helping people, bringing the community together, assisting people with the cost of living crisis. For example, we do events, park events throughout the year, where we host a different event in the park where children can come. It's fully free, accessible for everybody to use. And Sheep Day, for example, Sheep Day this year, we're exploring in a much bigger sort of prospect. We're looking at all the different types of heritage because there is so much of Skipton that people don't actually know. It's a lovely way to highlight the importance of our history and our heritage and the community values we have.
And using the beautiful high street that's right in the middle of town with the church and the castle at the top and the market and the events, the space you've got here is great to bring the community in, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely. The space is fantastic. Now, the market, when it used to be a cattle market, actually operated on the sets. So the market actually still operates on the sets to date. So again, linking that back to the heritage, and it is a lovely, lovely place to live. It's beautiful. You can't walk down Skipton High Street without actually bumping into someone you know, which I love. I found it hilarious. But it is a great place to live. It is a beautiful area to live. And Skipton High Street's a great venue for our events.
They probably recognise you from the stage, Toby, because we should probably point out, yeah, obviously, again, culture is a thing that makes a town a great place. And I know you're heavily involved with the kind of performing arts scene as well.
I am, yeah. I think it's great that we have such a strong tie with performing arts in Skipton. We're quite a creative town. And I think that's really, really quite an important thing with it being a rural town, that we have all these great ties and links. Like, we have Craven Arts. We have our theatre groups that all work and produce art within the town. So yeah, I think it is a really great sort of factor that Skipton offers.
Back to the council job. Tell us about the big things that are coming up this year that's going to make people really proud to live here.
So our biggest, personally, I think the biggest event we host is Sheep Day. Now everyone says, oh, Sheep Day, what's that? It is a really important day where we explore Skipton's heritage, Skipton's history, everything that Skipton has to offer, really. Like this year, we're working with the canal basin and with the canal companies, making sure something happens down there. We're working with Craven Arts and working with all the farmers and supporting all these farmers who support our local economy as well. Skipton Sheep Day is a really good one. It's a good family day out and it's fun. And like I've said previously, a majority of the entertainment and activities on the day will be completely free of charge to make it accessible for everybody. Other big events we host are our Christmas markets and our Christmas light switch on. The light switch on is more popular with the local community as it really brings everyone together from Skipton to celebrate Christmas. And the Christmas markets, they're phenomenal. They showcase some of the best businesses, craft makers, vendors that we have in Skipton and its surrounding areas.
Skipton was named the best place in the UK to live 10 years ago when you were probably only a little lad.
Yeah.
And it you know, being back on the list, it means something for people from Skipton, doesn't it? It's a kind of nice badge of honour.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know about anyone else, but when I go away and I say I'm from Skipton, I always tell people that with pride. I love where I live and now I get to work putting a great events on for the community. What's not to love? But it is a beautiful place to live and it is one of the happiest places to live. But yeah, it's a great achievement for the town And I think it highlights how majority of the people feel in Skipton.
Let's talk to Sarah Howson, who's the Skipton bid manager. Great news today, isn't it, Sarah? You must be delighted in Skipton.
Yeah, it's fantastic news that we've been recognised again. We all know Skipton's a great place to live, but something like the Sunday Times to recognise us, it's amazing.
In terms of the business community, obviously, you know, we've got a quite diverse set of businesses in Skipton doing all sorts of different things. So that helps with getting a town on the map and wanting to get people to move here, to work here, to do business here.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we're really diverse and we're really lucky to have so many independents, whether that's retail and hospitality. You know, we don't have that many of the big chains, but that's a positive. Whereas, you know, we've got something truly independent for people. So when they come and live here, they have got that high street that they can really explore and enjoy. And we're really lucky that we've got really low vacancy rates. So it goes to show that businesses do want to choose Skipton as somewhere to trade.
Obviously, you're working with the town council. There are various events and things that go on which are about driving footfall into the town, both from outside and from the local population.
Yeah, events are really important. And for the bid as well, for us, it's about engaging the residents. We know we're a great tourist destination. We know people love to come and visit, but we just want to keep reminding the residents that we are great for them to come into town. You know, most of the places within Skipton are a 10-15 minute walk from the town centre, so everything's accessible. We try and offer as many events free of charge to bring the residents in and just to show what a great place that we are, yeah.
Things are only going to get better, hopefully, as well. And you mentioned the empty units. Obviously, one of those on the high street has been the old Rackham's building, but some positive news about that recently, which sounds good.
Yeah, it's great that movement started on that and the owners are now just starting to develop it once planning permission's in place. And hopefully by the end of the year, we'll see some new retail in there, which is going to be great. And a number of the other vacant units, you know, they're just currently with the planners and waiting for permissions. And we've, you know, so in another few months, we should see quite a few new businesses appear on the high street.
And Skipton being on this list and, you know, obviously getting some coverage in the papers this weekend is going to be good for people who are curious and want to come and find out what Skipton has to offer. And that all helps with, you know, people then thinking, oh, I might move there one day and all those kind of things.
Yeah, that's it. You know, if you see somewhere that you've not been or you've not been for a long time, then, you know, it just gives you that sort of opportunity to come and visit again and see what it's all about. And because we are such a friendly, welcoming town and, you know, we do have a lot to offer, then, yeah, people are starting to choose Skipton as somewhere to relocate to. It is a whole sort of different generation that are moving. It's, you know, there is families that are moving and young people that are moving. So we're getting that diversity in the population, which is fantastic.
Last time we spoke to you, the Skipton bid had just been renewed for another 5 years, a couple of months back with your yes vote. So that extra investment or that continued investment that you're going to get from businesses is going to be great news for the town over the next few years as well.
Yeah, it's great that we've been voted back in. So we now have over £200,000 a year to invest in the town and to deliver anything that will improve the businesses, improve footfall, and just make the town a sort of a more thriving destination for residents and visitors. So it's great that we've got that commitment for 5 years.
And Easter holidays coming up just finally. You've got some things going on around town for that, I think, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a few events going on. So we as the bid are organising a giant bunny trail. So we've got all the schools involved and they're all decorating them at the moment. And then they'll be located in different businesses around town. The town council are doing an event on the canal basin. And just lots of different little events going on by different organisations, like craft workshops and things. So it is important that we offer as much, like I said, you know, a free of charge for residents to come and enjoy, especially when it's this cost of living crisis that we're in at the minute and people are struggling to keep the kids entertained.
Super. Well, it's great to talk to you and I hope there'll be a bit of a celebration among the business community of getting on this list again.
Yep, hopefully. We shall see a lot of positivity on socials, hopefully, through it.